Fran, good afternoon.
Oh, look, good afternoon, Sean, and thank you for having me on the program.
Absolute pleasure. First off, Fran, what actually inspired you to start the Let Greyhounds Run Free organisation?
We started way back in 2015 after the Four Corners program, which was called Making a Killing, which showed how greyhounds were still being live baited. That is, trainers putting live lures like possums and kittens and rabbits on lures and forcing the dogs to race around the track and catching them because they believed that it made the dogs run faster with no regard to the abhorrent cruelty to the animals. For example, possums were shown being thrown around on those lures over and over again with different greyhounds until the possums and other little animals were well and truly dead. Now, this started an awareness about this abhorrent industry, and thank goodness for Four Corners back then, because Australia, you know, caring Australians didn't know anything about it. That's when we started, along with groups around the rest of the country.
Now, most infamously, around the same time as that Four Corners report, or based off that Four Corners report, the then New South Wales Premier Mike Baird banned greyhound racing, then, however, reversed the decision. Have we seen much movement on this issue since then, or has it become a bit too much of a hot potato politically?
Look, that's a really good question, Sean. To his credit, the ex-Premier, Mike Baird, did initiate a special commission inquiry into greyhound racing after that Four Corners program. Now, it took about 9 months for that report to come through because it was pretty extensive. And what Michael McHugh, the QC who was heading it, came back with was that the greyhound industry is inhumane, it's cruel, and it's not sustainable, and he recommended banning it. Now, to his credit, Premier Baird banned it. However, the industry forces were so strong that he backflipped, and that was really, really sad because Mike Baird was going to go whether he maintained his position, a moral, ethical, and humane position, or whether he didn't. And he backflipped. Now, you ask if anything's changed, if anything's improved, and the answer is no. Now, currently, New South Wales is upping its promotion of the greyhound racing industry. Your listeners probably know that the ACT banned greyhound racing and succeeded in doing that. However, it's a small, small territory surrounded by New South Wales. Queen Vianne is a big greyhound racing town. And just last Friday, with all the kerfuffle about the change of leadership on the national scene, the New South Wales government has put up at least $700,000 towards updating the Queanbeyan greyhound racing track so that the ACT greyhound people can slip over the border and continue their industry. The whole thing is disgusting. They don't consider the welfare of the greyhounds. And Sean, I don't know how up you are on this, but I'm down here in Tassie and watch what's happening down here. We've had twice the number of catastrophic injuries on the track just in the last year. Okay, so a year ago had X number, well, it was actually 189 or something, and it's been more than double that this year. It's getting worse. It's not getting better for the greyhounds.
It certainly is. I mean, as you say, I mean, live baiting is kind of the one that grabs a lot of people's attention, given it is such a gruesome undertaking. But for the dogs, these mass graves turn up, there are injuries for the dogs themselves. It really is a horrific strain on the dogs as well as these poor innocent animals. If people want to help out, how can they get involved? How can people actually help on this issue?
That's really good. There are lots of greyhound rescue places. Friends of the Hound is prominent in New South Wales. Anybody can contact them. They want people to adopt the dogs. The dogs, they've come from being isolated. They've come from being deprived of social company. They come with sores. They come not just physical sores, but mental sores. Friends of the Hound is a really good one, and if people just Google, they can find other sites as well. But these greyhounds need to be adopted. What we're finding, though, is that nothing's changing for the benefit of the greyhounds. In that, the industry keeps going. Now, the bigger picture, you asked the question about how people can help. Phone your MP. Phone Gladys, your new Premier. Phone the people who are involved in the racing industry and tell them that you do not support it. You not only do not support it, but you're a voter and you want this abhorrent, cruel industry to end.
Well, Fran, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time. It's a very important issue. One, like you say, last week kind of getting lost in the wash. Do appreciate your time.
Can I just have two more minutes? Australia, even though greyhounds have been banned, the industry is no longer allowed to send greyhounds overseas to export them, and this has been the case for a few years. However, we find at the Canadrome, some of your listeners will know about this place in Macau, which has just finally sent down. It's a hellhole for greyhounds. They're trying now to find homes for 532 greyhounds with all sorts of horrible conditions. Most of these dogs have come from Australia illegally. Shame on us, Sean. Shame on us. And look, thank you so much for inviting me on to talk about these beautiful, beautiful greyhounds.
Absolute pleasure, Fran. Look, do appreciate your time, really do.